Harlequin Intrigue and Harper Audio present Renegade Wife by B.J. Daniels, performed by Abby Craden. In his youth, my husband spent many hours in the back of a horse working for an outfitter in Cook City, Montana. I fell in love with him and his stories about that part of his life. After a weekend recently in Cook, I also fell in love with the small tourist town nestled at 7,600 feet between Yellowstone National Park and the Beartooth Mountain Range. This book is dedicated to the unique town that inspired this book and helped make my husband the man he is now. Chapter 1. Geneva Carrington Beck pried open her eyes to find herself sprawled face down on the couch. For a moment, she had no idea where she was or how she'd gotten there. She'd awakened with one thought. Something was wrong. As she blinked, trying to wake, her view was suddenly blocked by a lolling wet pink tongue and a cold black nose. The tongue flicked out to lick her face, and not for the first time she realized as she jerked back, her cheek sticky and wet. She stared down at the large brown eyes set between two floppy ears, one white, one black, as the puppy tried to jump up on the couch with her. Sitting up abruptly, her head swam. The dog began to bark in little yips that would have been cute if her head wasn't splitting. She glanced from the couch toward the open concept living room dining room chef's great kitchen. Silver and white balloons bobbed as if on a breeze, along with a banner hanging askew over the massive kitchen island. She strained through her throbbing headache to read the words, "Happy and of..." Memories shoved their way through the foggy confusion. The new house full of people laughing and talking loudly over the music. The clink and rattle of ice cubes against crystal. An air of excitement all around her as she and Lucian celebrated their first wedding anniversary with the people closest to them. Her handsome husband quieting down the crowd so he could surprise her with her anniversary gift.
"I would give you the moon and stars if I could,"
he'd said before pulling the wriggling ball of black and white fur from a giant box with the flair of a magician.
"But my wife's first puppy is close."
The room had erupted into oohs and ahs as she'd hugged the adorable dog to her. She'd been overwhelmed that Lucian had remembered the one thing that had always been missing from her perfect life.
"You have the most amazing husband,"
her best friend Mitzi had whispered as she'd passed on the way to the bar.
"You've always been so lucky."
Mitzi had no idea. The memory, though, made her mouth go dry now. Turning, she reached down and picked up the puppy, holding her close and getting another lick. As she did, she saw that she was still wearing the expensive green dress Lucian had bought her for the party. The negligee he'd also purchased had been laid out on her bed for after the party. That's when she and Lucian planned to celebrate not just their first anniversary, but her 30th birthday. What had happened last night that she'd ended up on the couch alone? She couldn't imagine that she'd drank so much that she'd passed out, let alone why she was having trouble remembering all but random moments from the party.
"Lucian,"
with the puppy in her arms, she stood and had to take a minute for the spins to stop. Her head was a whirling maelstrom, and her mouth was Death Valley. She thought she might be sick.
"Lucian, how long had she slept?"
She could see sunshine streaming into the living room sliders. Beyond the glass doors, the Pacific Ocean glistened blue-green as far as the eye could see.
"I love San Diego and this view,"
Lucian had said the day the realtor showed them the house.
"I can see us here, Geneva. Can't you?"
She moved to the window now, trying to make sense of why it was early afternoon. Why hadn't Lucian awakened her? It had to be late, given the angle of the sun. She shifted the puppy in her arms to glance down at her wrist, expecting to see the diamond watch her father had given her for her 21st birthday. Her wrist was bare except for a small red scratch. She stared at the scratch, her stomach roiling as her gaze flicked to her ring finger. Her beautiful diamond engagement ring was gone, along with her diamond-studded wedding ring. As she started to panic, she told herself that she might have taken both off last night for some reason. She looked around for her phone. The house was so large that she and Lucian often called one another via
Sample complete. Ready to continue?